Ask any 5-year-old if they've heard of Lily the Mouse, and they'll probably yell, "Lily's purple plastic purse!" Lily and her purse were created by the award-winning children's picture book author Kevin Hankes, one of the best-known children's book writers today. Now, I bet you that just about every child who can read knows who Lily is. But how many adults do? Probably not many, because very few adults take picture books seriously as either literature or art. But to Kevin Hankes, they're both. Hankes stopped by our studio recently, and Anne Strangechamps asked him to explain what makes a picture book great. So he read her one of his favorites, Lucky Song by Vera B. Williams.
Now, this little Evie wanted something to do, so she got ready. She wanted something new to wear, and on the hook, she found it. She wanted something new to play with, and her grandpa made it for her. She wanted to go out, and the door flew open. She wanted to run up a steep hill, and her legs carried her. She wanted to fly her kite, and the wind took it. When she shouted, "Look how high!" her mother ran to look. When she wanted to go home for supper, her grandma had it ready. When she wanted her blanket, her sister wrapped it around her. When she wanted a song, her father came and sang to her, all about Evie, who flew her kite up with the clouds and the speedy planes. If you want to hear that song again, go back to the beginning.
That's such a lovely book.
It's a great book.
What do you like so much about that book?
I like the fact that it is all about love. And Vera Williams is subtle, and she doesn't use the word love at all. And I think now there are so many picture books about love, and the word love is on every page. And those books seem to sort of hammer you over the head, and sometimes they're coy and precious and sort of smug. And she speaks volumes about love, shelter, clothing, freedom, food, without using those words at all. These are some other things that I like about this book. It's a square. And to me, that square says this book is essential. I think if you look at these pictures, if you would draw a diagonal line across each page, nearly every time little Evie is smack in the middle. And I think that is brilliant because it's all about her. It's about this child who wants and wants and wants and wants, as so many kids do. And it's simple, but if you really look at it, it says so much.
What do you think the effect of reading that book would be on a child?
Speaking from my personal experience, my son, when he was very little, loved this book and wanted it again and again and again. And the very last line is, if you want this song again, go back to the beginning. And Vera has painted a little squiggly arrow that points to the beginning of the book. And he used to take his little finger and trace it around that line, and we'd go back to the beginning. Now, this little Evie wanted something to do, so she got ready. She wanted something new to wear, and on the hook, she found it. She wanted something new to play with, and her grandpa made it for her. She wanted to go out, and the door flew open. She wanted to run up a steep hill, and her legs carried her. She wanted to fly her kite, and the wind took it. When she shouted, "Look how high!" her mother ran to look. When she wanted to go home for supper, her grandma had it ready. When she wanted her blanket, her sister wrapped it around her. When she wanted a song, her father came and sang to her, all about Evie, who flew her kite up with the clouds and the speedy planes. If you want to hear that song again, go back to the beginning.
Kevin Hankes is a noted children's book author and illustrator, most famous for his book Kitten's First Full Moon, which won the Caldecott Medal. He spoke with Anne Strangechamps.